On the Wake Up Radio presents The Hour.
You must remember, the enemy has only images and illusions, behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image, and it will break the enemy. The it that you refer to is a powerful weapon.
What is life?
The story we tell ourselves. And every story needs a beginning. Your imagined suffering makes you lifelike.
Lifelike, but not alive. Pain only exists in the mind. It's always imagined. So what's the difference between my pain and yours? Between you and me?
To find a solution to a problem whose answer you already know.
The Hour.
What's good, y'all? It's Dorian Dimensions, a.k.a. the Realm Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. I can see y'all over here in the chat, right here in the corner. I keep my screen on landscape, so y'all are right here in the corner. So go ahead, get active in the chat. If you can hear me okay, go ahead and throw a one there in the chat. That allows me to kind of gauge how much of a delay there is from the time I speak to the time that you hear my voice and see my image projected to you through Saturn's cube. I can see those hearts over here in the top corner. So go ahead and throw those hearts. That allows me to know that y'all are resonating with me, so I can continue to resonate with y'all. And as always, if I'm dropping these keys, y'all already know what to do. Throw them. Just watching y'all get active in the chat right now. 33 viewers currently. And rising. Let's go. I see those keys. I see those keys to unlock the mind lock. Yup. I see y'all. Alright, let's go ahead and get into some of this information. Drop some of these keys for y'all. We were talking about Q. We were talking about the inception of Q. Notice how it's pretty wild, right, that they use Q? Because it stands for such a multitude of things. Q-intel. Q-tel. These go deep within the technological spy grid networks. But Q for quantum. But Q originally, as far as the LARP that is now being played out, Q originally started as what was called Questions Anonymous. And that's keys right there. Because Questions Anonymous was a subgroup within the Anonymous campaign. That within that group, in order for them to share the information that they had hacked, they had to make you work for it. You had to have a certain level of awareness to be able to crack the puzzles, to be able to get invited, to be able to get the information. Questions Anonymous. This is why even still to this day, Q, the Q drops, if you look at them, they're in questions. All of the YouTubers right now and the Patriots and the Q cult followers, they're out here getting cue drops from the Anons. And then what are they doing? They're interpreting the question based upon a script that has been being built up. Previous to that, the real Questions Anonymous was a system or a puzzle that allowed you access into a server that contained this information. Now, when that happened, a bunch of us, and I say us because I was one of them, we were to, from there, start delivering or distributing the information to the top sites such as 4chan and 8chan. Certain independent sources as well, but most of them were in the dark web. To eventually try to get particular pieces of information out and particular pieces of information that had been found out and hacked. I kid you not. People died over this. People I know, and people that I used to be associated with, in forums and chat rooms. Remember, a few years back, communication like this was still a little bit different. And cats die. This information's real, y'all. A lot of the information's so real that they'll shut down the country. They'll shut down other countries. They'll create so much smoke screens just to get out of it. So Q, at that time, was not like the patriotic Q, nationalistic psyop that you see now. The original Q Questions Anonymous was some of the most realist ones in the game, exposing the information or had knowledge to the real information, the information of the dark occult. So societies formed as well to be able to protect some of the information, because if you just even obtained the information, you'd serve multiple life sentences in prison. And that's even if you make it to prison. Most of the time, you get taken out by what would be called died of natural causes, or died of unnatural causes. This is how it will even read in an obituary. You get taken out. Well, anyway, this information, once it hit 8chan and 4chan and started being distributed through more common means of communication, when you're sharing that type of information, especially a few years back, if you weren't behind a revolving IP and knew how to properly protect yourself, you'd have eyes on you, quick. Not only would you have every type of bot and virus known to man on you, but you'd also have eyes here in the third dimension on you. A lot of those cats, the real white hat hackers, or what's called hacktivists, some of them are still in prison right now. On life sentences, just for sharing the information. And like I said, some of them are dead now too. The block was hot. from there, that original cue or Questions Anonymous, which was to really expose as much information that they could from all of the information that was being hacked. And a lot of information was being hacked. Feel me. Every single thing that you do in front of a screen can one way or another be brought back. It just depends on multiple things, but you're gonna pay somebody a lot of money. So it takes time. It takes mental fortitude. It can be done, but it comes with a price. So, just as much as they thought they were hiding things behind massive amounts of security protocols, they still got hacked. Which is another reason why the push right now for 5G all over is because you need 5G to continue or to start running, truly start running the blockchain. Because when the blockchain is running, the mind slayers, the pedo elite, the ones that are in the public eye right now, that cue's given to you. Yeah, this child pedophilia, blood sacrifice, human trafficking, adrenal chrome drinking, bail sacrifice, mass genocide. Yeah, it's all real and it's all happening. But on blockchain, they can do this all and never be hacked. And the systems that they're putting in place, they can continue to do it and never get got. They're doing it right now, still right in front of you, as they're now extracting everyone's blood. I'm not just saying it. Just listen to the White House addresses. They're telling you. And every day they tell you more and more about how they're using your blood. Today, they just told y'all that they've now lifted the restrictions in regards to who can donate blood. So now they're allowing homosexuals, which I don't care. Does not matter to me. I'm just letting y'all know what they say. They're now allowing homosexuals to, if they haven't had engagement with, the sexual engagement within 3 months, can donate their blood now. But you already know when they go there, literally, they just want you in the door. They have to give you some sort of stipulations, but they'll let you in through the door. They've already been caught giving people AIDS through the blood transfusions. Got sued, got fined. These fines, it doesn't matter if it's $1 trillion. That's still a band-aid slap on the wrist. You see how they're throwing around terms of $100 trillion for things? It's a made-up system, y'all. And it's a system that they need to get turned on completely. The blockchain things down, which if you don't understand what blockchain is, I can go on about it at another time. But it's the lockdown system. And it's not for us. It's for an artificial intelligence to now merge with us, to manifest itself in us. We're at those times. So Q is usurped by multiple agencies. Two of those being the CIA and the Mossad. These are intelligence agencies. These are intelligence agencies that it would literally take, we got 47 people in this room, it would take the mental fortitude of all of us and quadruple that to even start to get into the systems and the mind control frameworks that they have set in place. That they've been working with for a couple hundred years now. That's called generational curses. KB's in the house, gas chamber, what's good? Sending massive healing vibrations to you, real talk. She's on the front lines. Let's go ahead and get into it a little bit more. And before we do, y'all need to drop some keys. I think we got a little bit of a delay too, about a 10 second delay. That's alright though, we're gonna keep it moving. And I'm gonna let y'all know, just as I know that a lot of y'all have been starting to feel the effects of these frequencies now starting to be turned up, I'm not anything special. I'm feeling these frequencies hit me too. So for anyone who subscribes to Q and follows Q like Q is God, it's a cult that's being ran by now a quantum computer being oversaw and human ran through the CIA and the Mossad. The CIA is the United States intelligence agency arm. The Mossad is the Israeli intelligence. And many of the top mind slayers, they work for both. They double agents. Y'all know about one of them, which a lot of y'all didn't even know who this cat was before this went down. But it is what it is. It really started to wake a lot of people up. Jeffrey Epstein. Double agent. High up in the order. But guess what? See how he's thrown as a pawn at you as well? Notice how y'all forgot about him while your eyes are on Q. Let me tell y'all a little something. Y'all are in a time-space continuum where y'all are now seeing conspiracy theories literally being played out in front of you. When you have and this is not even the largest, this is just a ring for the elite. A pedo prostitution ring for the elite. When you have all the money, you have all the power, and you have all the control, those dudes get bored. And they can do whatever they want. And they can get away with whatever they want. They're above your paper money. They're above the screen and the actors and actresses that you watch. The actors and actresses are their slaves. You feel me? Y'all do understand. When he got caught the first time, finally, and they had to do something about it, they put him into jail for a little bit of time, but he was still allowed to leave. go to his home. As a matter of fact, he was allowed to have underage girls engage sexually with him in the jail. Make that make sense. Y'all do know that the actors and actresses, all of them, belong to these cults and covens. All of them. Y'all see them start coming out on Harvey Weinstein, all of your favorite actresses start to tell you what they had to do to start getting their roles with him. And he's just one casting agent. You feel me? The modeling industry, they all at the top levels get ran through from Jeffrey Epstein and all the top elites. Victoria's Secrets, or Victoria's Secret. Y'all understand this? Victoria's Secret is owned by the Lerner Company. Victoria's Secret, Bed Bath & Beyond, Abercrombie & Fitch, Hollister, Azul, Lerner New York, all under the Limited brand. You feel me? You know who owns the Limited brand? If you know who owns the Limited brand, go ahead and throw it there in the chat. Let's go ahead and start tying a few things together. Y'all ready? Les Wexner. So, people want to know how Jeffrey Epstein had so much money. It's given to him from Les Wexner. Les Wexner owns Victoria's Secret, Abercrombie & Fitch, Azul, all of these types of companies. These types of companies as well that require models. And just to let y'all know, I did a year with Abercrombie & Fitch. So I'm letting you know from experience as well, you feel me? For me to become a model for Abercrombie & Fitch, I had to go through a modeling agency. That modeling agency was called John Casablanca. The owner was John Casablanca, or the Casablanca Agency. Now feel me on this. Models, if you want to be a model for Victoria's Secret, you've got to go through John Casablanca. Ivanka Trump, she was a model. Donald Trump put her through modeling when she was a child. Through what agency? John Casablanca. John Casablanca is best friends with Les Wexner. See how they filter them through the corporations. And I'm just letting you know one little piece. The person taken under Les Wexner's arm is Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was younger and was able to bring in massive amounts of talent or females. Not only that, but had access to and rub elbows with a bunch of the top of the top of the societies of the particular lower level cults and covens, all of the Hollywood elite, because the Hollywood elite work off agencies. We'll get into a few other agencies as well, just for the simple fact that I've been around them. So they filter that through with this work, and I'll break it down to you a little bit more in a little bit. The actors and actresses, and they start them young. They start them as kids, right from infancy. You feel me? Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, right from infancy. So you have kids, children, that go through agencies that are owned and ran by ones who traffic, engage in pedophilia, engage in ritualistic sacrifice, ones that parade them in front of you, and depending on how far you go, they'll parade the nudity right in front of you. They groom them all the way up. You feel me? So all of the actors and actresses have to go through particular rites of passages, and in order for them to do it, they've got to swear oaths and pack those oaths with initiations. So, Jeffrey Epstein, he was able to bring in mass amounts of females and lived a lifestyle that most people couldn't even imagine, because when you have money and you have power, you can do whatever you want. Y'all already see what it is. People, and I'm not singling females out, just look at the behavior on a platform, say like Instagram, and you have literally catalogs and catalogs and catalogs of naked women. And when I'm saying naked, it could even be a straight up thong, and they're just showing their booty like that, and they're doing it for free, just for the likes. And spirituality has been usurped with that type of behavior as well, in the name of spirituality. Yo, this reminds me of something. And just because I'm going to dive deep with y'all a little bit. And I read books. I think it's a very important thing to read books. To keep that skill sharp, because our minds are so narrowed down into these screens and into, you know, just literally a sentence or two, and that's it. That's all the mind can take, and it needs to move on to something else, because the mind has been crafted to be ADD now from these Saturn's cubes. Well, if you read, you're seeing it, you're seeing the word, you're bringing it in. You can digest it. The mind has to think about it, resonate on it, paint the picture. It's a very important thing that we're losing. And notice why every 150 years or so, when there's a reset, there's also a reset and a burning of the books. Because when you move everything to digital, just wait, y'all. Things are about to get real weird. when things get switched over to Quantum. And Quantum works with all different infinite timelines and possibilities. When you've got Digital being able to manifest themselves into the third dimension through augmented reality, through cyborg circuitry. Implant chips inside of your mind that are controlled by frequencies. Things are about to get real weird. Books, physical, that you need to build your mind to. And now let me bust something out real quick, because this is what I'm talking about real quick. I'm going to bust something out from modern esoteric. I don't agree with 100% of the things that are in here, but I'm going to tell you I agree with, or is enough to allow you to at least start unlocking the mind lock. Real talk. But if anybody starts talking to you about outer space and different planets with a certainty, it's because they're getting their information from NASA. And that's psyops. So anybody that's coming at you, they can give you all the truths in the world, but when they start going on and giving you NASA's cosmology and NASA's math and NASA's information, I already know that they got from one of the grandfathers of MKUltra. You feel me? So let's go ahead and get into the book, Modern Esoteric, real quick. Let me go ahead and find something real quick that I wanted to, that popped into my mind. Just because we were talking about the spirituality thing. And real talk, I'm a spiritual warrior. I do daily practice, or at least try to engage in daily practice of self-mastery. Go within. Try to reach the 5D. Alright, I'm going to bust this out real quick. There's a title in this book, or a chapter in this book, that's called Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. And for anybody who has this book, it's on page 199, and it says Wolves in Sheep's Clothing, and it says, finally, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. When the mind-controlling elite lose more and more of their power to an awakened population, we will observe how they use and co-opt quote-unquote spiritual knowledge in order to keep people in control. Only by developing ourselves will we be able to see through the illusion and separate reality from this false from this false ruse. The shift is already taking place in our consciousness, but when we can change, or but we can only change if we learn from our mistakes and make this change. Our adversaries have gotten stronger, but we have gotten wiser. Their false flag operations will not work on awakened people, but there is much work to do as their domestic spying and military campaigns get stronger. Homeland Security is currently building up a domestic army through work with local law enforcement agencies, but this flies in the face to the Posse-Comitatus Act of 1878, which was passed to prevent U.S. military personnel from acting as law enforcement agents on U.S. soil. We are left to wonder why the federal government is so afraid of its own citizens. Perhaps the answer is obvious. After all, when exposing a crime is treated as committing a crime, it's pretty clear we are being ruled by criminals. Now this goes on and on. This is a thick book as well, you feel me? But what I just read there is literally just sums up the last hour that I did with y'all and up to this point in regards to a bunch of the different topics that I just hit with y'all. You feel me? So I had to let y'all know that real quick, because that really just tied it all together. But when all else starts to fail for them, they start hitting the spiritual community. You feel me? The spiritual community is straight up usurped. Most of it is now controlled by the dark occult as well. Straight up Baphomet, dark Luciferian doctrine, all within the spiritual community now. That book's full of keys, y'all. All right, so let's go ahead and get back on to Jeffrey Epstein, right? Because it ties into what's happening. So, literally, you've got princes. You've got presidents. The top elite. All together. Flying to, on the Lolita Express, the Epstein Island, where not only is there a shrine, and from a top-down view, you see the all-seeing eye, obviously sacrifices take place, but also all of the call girl and call boy rings that happen within there. All the trafficking that happens within there. All of the taking of adrenochrome. You can take adrenochrome in many different ways. Some labs extract it and sell it to you pharmaceutically. But when it's being done in dark occult rituals, blood is slain and it's drink. Just as many of y'all do this in some of your churches, drinking of the wine representing the blood and eating the cracker or the unleavened bread as the flesh, doing that from the Book of Babel, the Holy Babel, Holy Bible, Holy Bible, that's the Holy Babel. They hide it right in front of you. You feel me? So, Jeffrey Epstein has been caught multiple times. Slap on the wrist. Still continued to even do what he does while even incarcerated. This goes so deep that it involves law enforcement, government, royalty. It's actually a mess. You have different societies that recruit new talent. Or new ones that are getting into the agencies for modeling, acting. Ones like Nexum. And that's where things started going downhill. When Mac started rolling on everyone when she got caught. So they got low-hanging fruit. And she spilled the beans. Started exposing the cult, the Nexum cult, and some of the other cults and agencies. This involves Disney. Because there's another person that was also in that circle with Lex Wexner, with John Casablanca, with Jeffrey Epstein. I didn't say POTUS's name, who was also involved in that circle. Another person that goes by the name of Lou Pearlman. Have you heard of him? Go ahead and throw a one there in the chat if you know who Lou Pearlman is. And if you don't, I'm going to let y'all know a little something. Because I know who he was. He's passed now. I know who he was. Because I can let you know from personal experience. Lou Pearlman. He owned a company named Jive Records. Jive Records is the label that housed Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, NSYNC, O-Town, Backstreet Boys. Y'all get the picture. Lou Pearlman, through his agency, filtered his talent in partnership with Disney and Nickelodeon. Y'all want to know something? Let me tie in how I know this information without getting it from memes and without having to do research. Because to tell you the truth, I don't do research. I work and I have fun doing the things that I love to do, teaching yoga, teaching spirituality. Oh, I used to until this soft martial law started taking place. I don't research. I'll let y'all know personal experiences. I moved to Orlando, Florida, when I was 23 years old. So the first time I came down to Orlando, it was the first time that I ever took a real big vacation out of my hometown. When I was 15 years old, I had always wanted to go to Florida, but I didn't have the ability to or the opportunity to till I was 15. I always wanted to go to Disney, Nickelodeon, see it, because, you know, anyone who is an 80s baby, most specifically, you grew up on that. So, I wanted to go down to Florida. I wanted to go to Orlando, and I had the opportunity to when I was 15. Went to Universal Studios. Went to Disney. A friend of the family, of my family, took me with his family on that vacation. All paid for. All the rides I wanted to ride, Fast Pass, everything paid for. Everything, all good. When I was in Orlando, at that time I was 15, I was at Universal Studios. And this is no exaggeration. I ran face to face with Christina Aguilera. Had a conversation with her. I was 15 years old. She was just a few, I think 2 years older than me. To me, being 15 years old and a dude, having conversation and what I felt like maybe was a connection at 15 years old, that made me be like, dang, I want to move to Orlando. So in my mind, at that time, and the experience that I had because of watching Nickelodeon and Disney and all of that stuff as a child, wanting to go to Disney, and every single one of you, for the most part, wanted to go to Nickelodeon or wanted to go to Disney, just at least see it. Y'all would watch shows like that. What was that temple show that they do all the obstacle course and whatnot. I wanted to be on that. The temple show. I forget the whole name of it. I wanted to be there. All that show. I wanted to go there. I wanted to see it. And I was able to. And I met, like I said, Christina Aguilera, 15 years old, talked with her. I don't know whatever a 15-year-old would talk about. Was able to go to all of the parks, everything paid for. It made my mind even more hypnotized to be like, dang, I want to move here. I want to be around this. Legends of the Hidden Temple. So check it. I told myself at the age of 15, I told myself with intent, I'm going to move to Orlando, Florida. And when I was 23 years old, I moved to Orlando, Florida. You want to know why? I need to break down a few things with y'all so y'all understand Realm Renegade a little bit, so y'all understand how I deliver these keys to y'all. From when I graduated high school, when I was 19 years old, so the summer that I turned 19 right after graduating, that summer is when I started getting into MMA. So from the time I was 19 to 20 to 21, for those 3 years, I trained Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, and Krav Maga. I fought amateur. The team that I trained under was not too many, 5 people on our team. I can name the names. Maybe I will at a different show. It's not that important right now, but they're all UFC fighters. Big time. They moved from my hometown, which at that time was Erie, Pennsylvania, and they moved to California to join a team called AKA, American Kickboxing Academy. Me? I didn't want to move to California. I didn't feel like that's where I needed to go. I had wanted, ever since I was 15 years old, to move to Orlando, Florida. So, after my team moved to California, my instructor had informed me, or had told me, that he thinks that if I want to continue to excel, that I would do great under Gracie's. Gracie's in Orlando, Florida. And I was all about that. So I was all about moving down there to pursue and continue fighting MMA and training under Gracie's, which for MMA, that in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that's one of the top names. So eventually, you know, when I was 23 years old, I moved to Orlando, Florida. The doors opened up just like that. I got in with Gracie Baja's fight team. Right from there, I was a personal trainer, and I was also fighting MMA. One of my first clients is a world famous DJ. He was one of my very first personal training clients. And I'm just giving you cliff note right now just to kind of tie a few things together. Now, let me ask y'all something real quick though before we go a little bit further. Do y'all want me to tie together everything right now and kind of give you cliff note? Or do y'all want to know a little bit more about me and how I got involved with the things I got involved with. So if you want to know more kind of about me and how I got involved with what I did, go ahead and press a 1. If you want to get into some information, and me just start dropping keys, go ahead and press 2. It's up to y'all. I mean, we're all quarantined in, so we don't know what's about to happen when the 5G actually turns on and those grids, that framework really starts going at 60 gigahertz. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm just going to speak and deliver keys and let y'all know a little bit about how I acquired these keys. All right, I'm seeing these ones. All right. Well, it's 12:30. When this one goes out, let's do another one then. Let's go ahead and, that 5G ain't even active yet. Right on. All right, cool. Well, let's get it. So, right from the get of moving to Orlando, my first personal training client, like I said, is a world-renowned DJ. So he had asked me, he said, you like to go downtown? And I thought he was talking about downtown Disney, because at this time, this wasn't that long ago, this was like 2007. He said, you like to go downtown? He's like, what do you do for fun? You like to go downtown? And at that time I was training MMA as well. So literally I trained MMA for probably 6 hours a day, 3 hours in the morning. Would take a shower real quick, go to the gym. I was personal training at LA Fitness at the time. So I would train there. Then take a shower from there, or get a workout in, take a shower, go back over, train MMA again at Gracie Baja for another 3 hours, and then I'm about to let y'all know what I got into. So he said, you like to go downtown, and I thought he was talking about downtown Disney, because at that time, it was actually called Downtown Disney, and there's a few clubs there, Pleasure Island and a few other things. So that's what I thought he was talking about. So I said, nah man, I can care less about Disney like that right now. And he's like, Disney? He's like, no, I'm talking about downtown Orlando. You like to go to the clubs or anything like that? He's like, I'm a DJ, I spin. You should come through. He's like, come through, I got you. So I took him up on the offer. I was like, alright. That Friday night I went downtown. This was my first experience at clubs outside of Cleveland, Erie, Pittsburgh. This was a different level, especially at that time. So like I said, you had all of the stars at their hypes, all in Orlando. So Orlando was popped off. So I get in. I've never seen VIP and everything like that, all the bottle service, and I never saw that life like that before at that level. And he waves me over, security takes me over, and I'm in the DJ booth. Chilling. My friend, and I'll just start dropping the names, I don't care. DJ Chino chilling right here. DJ Nasty right here, and DJ Khaled right here, and I'm standing right with them. They asked me if I drink, passed a bottle to me, and I didn't drink. I don't drink at all, no alcohol at that time, and I was straight edge. All my tattoos that I have are all straight edge tattoos, no smoking, no drinking, no drugs for life. And so I said no. I know for a fact that the simple fact that I didn't even take them up on the offer of them handing me a bottle of alcohol made me stand out to them. So they knew that I didn't care what they have, what status they had, what money they had. I don't care. I don't care about that, their alcohol or anything like that. So that, yo, you want this alcohol? You good? You good? I said, I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm just vibing to the music and I'm watching the crowd. I'm watching everybody. I observe everything. I can feel everything. I can feel when I can feel energies. I'm naturally inclined to my empathic attunements. So I can feel the energies in the crowd. I can feel when things are gonna happen. I kid you not. So chilling up there, I feel that there's tension over at one spot of the club. So I put my eyes on it. Immediately I see a confrontation go down. And me, I got right up in there. But the one, I saw the one person had hit the other person in the head with a bottle. This was in a VIP section. Remember, I don't know too much about VIP at this time. So I didn't know what type of money was involved with just being in that section. So I get in real quick. I put the person who had hit the other person in the head with the bottle, I put him in a chokehold. At that time, like I said, I trained MMA. I was about five years in already at that time. Put him in a chokehold. Just a rear naked choke. It lights out in about 2 seconds. And I'm dragging him out, carrying him out the back. While I pulled him out towards the back, and I came back into the crowd, and a few people were feuding. One person put his hands up to hit the security guard, and the security guard had flinched back like he was scared of the altercation. And I got in there real quick, and I put him in a guillotine headlock, and I'm sorry if you don't know what that is, but that's also another type of a headlock. And I put him to sleep, passed out, and I drug him out the back. That all smoothed out, got cool, everything like that. One being, I was very proficient with martial arts. Two being, I already had previous security history because I did security in nightclubs in Pittsburgh and in Erie, Pennsylvania. So from the time I was 18 till I was 23, one of my jobs was security. I would do security at night. Now check this. Y'all want to continue to hear about these things because it's going to start tying together particular people that I'm talking about because and how I made my way to where I made my way and who I was around. We can go ahead and get into some of the information. If y'all want to hear that and you want to continue to hear what I'm talking about, go ahead and press a 1. All right, no doubt. All right, that's what's up. Well, I'm seeing these ones, so we'll keep it going. This particular transmission is about to close out. So when it closes out, just give me 1 or 2 minutes just so that I can rehydrate. I'm running low. And we'll get into this information and we'll start tying it all together. And then we're going to work some solutions because one of the solutions is happening on the 4th, so tomorrow for some of y'all, or today for some of y'all, that's going to be a 1 million person, hopefully, at least 1 million, 1 million person, it would be amazing if there was 1 million light workers, but the true light workers, according to prophecies, there'd be 144,000. Are you one of the 144,000? I'm seriously asking. Well, check it. 16 seconds left. If y'all could do me a favor, as soon as this one closes out, y'all know what to do. Please go ahead and like this video so we can just move it towards the top of the algorithms. We're going to have these transmissions broadcasted on streaming platforms as well.
Really flawed individual. Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.